Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
to... You got all the advantages?
Huh? It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Really, really fiery stuff there from Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher in response to what Nick Saban said last night. Saban, A&M bought all their players. Jimbo saying maybe someone should have slapped Nick Saban. Saban reached out to him. Jimbo said, we're done. Not going to talk to Nick Saban anymore. By the way, these two teams play on October 8th in Tuscaloosa. And one of them is the favorite to win the national championship. And one of them is 20-1. There's only one person that we had to get on the show today to talk about this. Once all this news broke, and it's really like the top story right now in sports, which is great for college football in the month of May, and that is our pal Colin Wilson from the Action Network, who joins us live from the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now, literally on the course. So Colin, thank you very much for making the time here on a busy day in college football. It's Nick and Ken. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm really glad I get to do the show after being on the course all day at PGA Championship, where it's been a 90 degree day in Tulsa, and it's fun watching holes number 8 and number 18. The players are really having trouble just scoring a par on those holes.
Well, maybe we'll get a betting thought from you, Colin, on maybe what to do going forward here. Having, you're there obviously watching it, but I know you've been picked a heck of a day to go to the PGA Championship. By the way, the college football world like catching fire basically while you're there. I'm curious. If you've had time to kind of consume the comments by both coaches, I'm guessing you've seen it on Twitter. You obviously have your phone with you at the tournament. Just kind of like, what did you think when you first saw everything that Jimbo Fisher said today?
I was shocked more when Nick Saban came out and started essentially, he can go ahead and say, hey, listen, other universities are paying players, draw your own conclusions. But for him to actually call out another university, it's not just in his conference, it's in his division. I don't think that was on accident. I think it was pretty calculated. And listen, Alabama for a really long time has been king of the jungle. And now that there are advantages that other, programs can get through NIL or whether it be transfer portal, or they can do something that Alabama can't do, maybe that's what's gotten under Saban's skin if he won't be able to compete at the level he has. Now, it's a really, it's a two-way street. I mean, what Jimbo is saying is a little, Jimbo loves to fire up the fan base of Texas A&M. He will say anything to get them excited. So I'm not surprised he responded and he's responding the way he is or not taking the phone call. But, if Nick Saban feels like he's losing his grip on the advantage he's had on all of college football, then obviously this is the result you get today. If you want to change, you have to change it in recruiting and transfer portal. So, look at the game of the year line on this. Right now it's 16, right? I mean, there's no rivalry here. There's no beef because the spread is 16 this far out.
That is definitely true. This is not a betting question, Colin, but just curious your take on this, because you mentioned that Jimbo will say anything to fire up Texas A&M. He gets paid a ton of money. We totally get it. It felt to me like his anger was genuine. Did you kind of have that same response, or was this theatrics a little bit by Jimbo Fisher?
It's real now, and it's real now because he says, why don't you go dig into Nick Saban's past, or I never wanted to be his assistant again. I don't want anything to do with the guy. Now, that is not riling up Texas A&M. That is a personal vendetta that Jimbo's had against Nick Saban. So I don't think we're done. I think, you know, I mean, Saban's going to take the high road, I believe, but I don't think we're near as close to being done on this subject.
Okay, so maybe more coming here. I think we have Saban obviously like apologized on a different show today. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey like issued reprimands because of the sportsmanship policy. I mean, this is like Nick Saban's going to get fined or something and you know, be like, yeah, okay, here's my wallet. Like, take whatever you want. And I'm going to keep saying stuff probably. But Colin, there's a couple gambling questions that just kind of spawn out of this. Look, I mean, I don't think anybody wants to go run and make a bet because of what happened today, but each team is very, very interesting this season. Why don't we start with Bama, who is the favorite to win the national title, despite, you know, all the stuff that's going on today, obviously. Did they buy players? Did they not? They're the favorite to win the national championship. Their win total is 11.5. Oh, by the way, they play a 12-game regular season. So basically, will they win all their games? Yes, no. That's what you're betting on. Do you think they're deserving of a number like that? If you had to bet that win total, what would you do with Alabama?
Well, the win total is a little bit tough, but I do think it's an Alabama-Ohio State national championship game. In power ratings, it doesn't matter whose power ratings you use, but if you use the Action Network, you'll see that they're at least a touchdown favorite over every other team in college football. And, you know, they both should have X's on their back this year because this is – specifically to Alabama, are they worth that number? The answer is yes, because if they lose a game, no one out at Westgate or at Circa is going to drop them any farther than plus 280. So you're never going to get a better number probably than right now. Now, there's different ways to play that. You could take over 11.5, but they could lose a game, still make the SEC championship. So I tend to not get involved with, you know, win totals are 11.5. I personally make it 11.9. So from mathematics perspective, yes, you should go over. But at the same time, it's college football. You know, there's still Ole Miss trying every year to beat them. There is a swath of head coaches in the SEC that are trying to knock Alabama off every week. So anything can happen. But, you know, I think the more proper investment on Alabama, if you had to do it at this point, would be to go out and get Bryce Young as a Heisman quarterback, because he's got better odds for that than you would have backing Alabama to, say, win the SEC or win the national title.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's good stuff there. And Bryce Young, obviously with Alabama being the favorite to win the national championship, must be the number one pick in the NFL draft when it's all said and done as well. You better you bet with Nick and Ken on a tremendous Thursday talking college football with our pal Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Nice enough to join us from the PGA Championship in Oklahoma on Twitter at @_Colin1, one of the absolute best in the business. Colin, how are we viewing Texas A&M coming into the year? 20-1 right now to win the national championship. Obviously, Bama's better. That's reflected in the point spread of the game coming up on October 8th. We can get to that in a second, but like, is this going to be like a really great A&M team this year with all the recruits that Jimbo's wrangled?
There's two things that hold me back on Texas A&M. One being the quarterback situation with Max Johnson transferring in. We've got Haynes King trying to get healthy, and then he's got to prove himself. We've got some blue chip quarterbacks. Well, that's what I heard last year. Now Zach Calzada is transferred to Auburn. So I don't agree with Jimbo's style of play. I don't think a pro style offense fits in college football anymore. They lost their defensive coordinator, Mike Elko. He's now the head coach at Texas A&M. These are all negative things. So I'm not on the Texas A&M train, not for a national title. Even though I have them as the second highest conference win total in the SEC, they can't beat Alabama. So it doesn't matter how high I have their win total for the SEC or what their odds. I think their odds are to win it because they can't get through Alabama. And a 16-point spread this far out ahead of time is pretty telling.
Colin, this is kind of like a sports radio question where it's like your answer could really be like, I don't want to bet it. These two teams are going to play on October 8th. The game is going to be at Alabama. Texas A&M beat Alabama at College Station last year. Alabama, as you mentioned, 14.5 at Bet Rivers, but like more than two touchdowns in the game. You mentioned 16 as a number. If you had to bet that game right now, Bama more than two touchdowns against A&M, what would you do?
I make it 20. And so I'm not going to change my power rating. And so I believe that, I would be betting Alabama minus 16 right now. It's a number I would imagine that closes at 17.5, but we have seen Jimbo Fisher bust himself against Clemson and Alabama in the past to score a touchdown down by 24 to cover the 17.5 for his betting fan base. You can't tell me that Jimbo Fisher doesn't know what the point spread is. So I would take 16. I take it all the way up to 17. That 17.5 is where, Jimbo's trying to run one last drive at the end of the game just so he can cover his number for his fan base.
I'm still furious at Brent Venables, by the way, in that Clemson A&M game for not covering the spread at the very end. Speaking of Brent Venables, he's now the head coach at Oklahoma. The former head coach at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, is now the head coach at USC. And Colin, not sure if you saw this because you've been on the course, but we have some pretty major breaking news in college football, but not unexpected that Jordan Addison, wide receiver from Pitt, largely considered to be the best wide receiver in the country, has officially made it known that he is transferring to USC. Lincoln Riley and the Trojans win total sitting at 8.5, overjuiced minus 200. Like, how big a deal is that? Are you bullish on the Trojans heading into the year?
Well, you can't be up for Blintikoff and not be a big deal, and he is a very big deal. It's interesting to see how Lincoln Riley is going to use him. He's more of a guy that sends 6'6" wide receivers blazing down in a go route down the sideline. So how he's going to use Addison, I'm interested to see how he's creative with him. But there's nothing else that needs to be said about this USC team from an offensive perspective. They were already top 30 in success rate, top 30 in offensive havoc allowed, which means they were very disciplined with the ball. Now they get, one of the most dynamic playmakers in all of college football. The problem with USC is the defense. I'd like to hear if somebody in the transfer portal playing defense, go play at USC, because every football game this summer, you mark it, is going to be 51-50. It's going to be the Caleb Williams shootout show every single weekend.
Colin, we got about 30-45 seconds to go here. Give us something you saw on the course, a guy that you liked going in, who played well today, anything betting for the PGA Championship, which you're obviously at right now.
I think Cam Smith is a really good live bet right now. I've seen some of his advanced stats as we've come in here, and generally guys that are, you know, hitting the ball hard, so at ball striking it, that means off the tee, and their approach are generally the ones that, you know, end up winning in the tournament. And somebody that did that, who's at minus two right now, and had totally terrible putting numbers and around the green, which kind of affected his game, is Cam Smith. And so I believe, you know, when you're looking at a live bet, you're always going to want to back the guy that's more of a tee to green, ball striking, off the tee, approach the green. And if he just had a really bad day putting, that can correct itself the next day. And that's going to be Cam Smith, somebody I'm going to take an outright on and look for his matchup in the morning.
I would ask you what you think is going to happen in the midseason finale of Better Call Saul coming up on Monday. But I think you're really sharp with the stuff, and I feel like you might like, you're like really good with this, and I don't want it to be spoiled potentially. Colin is the absolute best. Big Bets on Campus podcast. Can't wait for the college football content as we ramp up towards the fall. Doing baseball, obviously, actionnetwork.com and the Action Network app. And you need to follow him on Twitter if you aren't already, at _ColinWad. My friend, thank you very much for coming on. Enjoy the PGA this weekend. Good luck with all the bets, and we can't wait to talk to you soon on You Better You Bet.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I can't wait to talk to you again.
The great Colin Wilson joining us here on the show. I'm ready for college football, man. I'm ready.
That Colin is from Oklahoma. I love it, too. Yeah, I mean, just even just hearing him talking about Alabama and A&M, he says he never bets like 11.5 win totals. I'm the exact same way. No, I never bet 11.5 either. It's usually like the best of the best teams. Even with crazy pricing, I don't really bet it. So, but A&M, fascinating. I can't wait to do some work on them this weekend.
I would like for us to figure out on the air at some point what conference I want to do for hard locks this season in college football. Sure. Should it be the Big 12? Should I be Pac-12, Nick?
Like Nick After Dark?
That's scared. A lot of women, I think, my past would probably say that's pretty scary. Quick break, and on the other side, final hour, power hour. We'll start it with our Preakness draw for the entire group.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.